You wonder if this will keep you from getting a new job or will the IRS seize your home? There is hope. New Hope Tax Defense. Our dedicated tax professionals will be with you every step of the way. Once a comprehensive evaluation is complete, we will discuss your options with you. Recently, there have been reports of companies preying on taxpayers and demanding their fees up front, promising to eliminate their tax liability. Don't be a victim to these fly-by-night tax mills. Call New Hope Tax Defense at 702-483-0220 or visit newhopetaxdefense.com. That's newhopetaxdefense.com to schedule your free consultation. We aren't a call center. We have offices in Nevada and California and want to meet with you. There is hope. NewHopeTaxDefense.com. Call New Hope Tax Defense at 702-483-0220 or visit NewHopeTaxDefense.com.
What happens in Las Vegas gets talked about on Live and Local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekdays from noon to 3 on AM 670 KMCQ. Talk radio done right.
Coming up, Gates McGavick from the Republican National Committee will join us with analysis of what went down yesterday, not only in the United States Senate, but at the White House, that absolutely horrible, horrible press conference. It lasted 2 hours, and even Democrats are having to fact check it. It's unbelievable. And by the way, is it the reset for the next year of the Biden presidency? I hope not. Because it wasn't very good. Stay where you are. More to come as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ, where news is next.
I'm U.S. Senate candidate Adam Laxalt, and I'm proud to be supported by President Trump in this important race. The choice couldn't be clearer for gun owners. Catherine Cortez Masto and the Democrats want to take away our Second Amendment rights. Masto stood with Joe Biden and Kamala Harris to roll back our concealed carry rights, and in 2019 she even sponsored legislation to impose a gun ban. That's why Masto is backed by radical anti-gun groups and was given an F rating by the NRA. As your senator, I'll be a champion for our Second Amendment. I've twice been endorsed by the NRA and most recently the Gun Owners of America. As Attorney General, I stood up for Nevadans' right to bear arms. I expanded our concealed carry rights and sued liberals who tried to take our gun rights away. And when the Democrats tried to pass red flag laws to limit our gun rights, I fought back. Nevadans can count on me to defend our Second Amendment. I'm Adam Laxalt, candidate for U.S. Senate, and I approve this message. Paid for by Laxalt for Senate, AdamLaxalt.com.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, AM 670 KMZQ, Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm John Scott. Republican Senator Ben Sasse is criticizing President Biden for casting a shadow over the 2022 midterm elections. Bob Agnew with that report.
Sasse says the president has shirked his responsibility by casting a question mark over the upcoming midterm elections, all because of the failure of the Democrats' voting rights bills to pass in the Senate. Now Sasse says Biden's staff is lying as it goes about the damage control over those comments. Sasse, who has also criticized former President Trump for challenging the 2020 election results, says, quote, "Public officials, Republicans and Democrats, should defend public trust in self-government." Bob Agnew reporting.
The Carolinas and Virginia bracing for more winter weather. Some schools canceling classes as state officials urging residents to prepare for that storm and stay off potentially icy roads. The governors of North Carolina and Virginia have each declared a state of emergency as they prepare. Also at townhall.com, sales of previously occupied homes fell in December for the first time in 4 months. as the number of available homes dropped to the lowest level in more than two decades.
The National Association of Realtors says existing home sales dropped 4.6% last month from November. The number of houses for sale slumped to 910,000, the fewest since records began in 1999. Some economists think the surge in new Omicron infections may have discouraged some people from putting their homes on the market and opening them to extensive traffic, driving inventory down. The demand for homes remains healthy. Median prices jumped nearly 16% from a year ago to $358,000. Mike Hemp in Washington.
And it looks like a lower close on Wall Street today. The Dow off 315 points, the NASDAQ down 186. More at townhall.com.
Tell me why Relief Factor is so successful in lowering or eliminating pain. I'm often asked that question. Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son founders of Relief Factor, tell me they believe our bodies were designed to heal. The doctors who formulated Relief Factor selected the four best ingredients, 100% drug-free ingredients that each help your body deal with inflammation. Order the three-week quick start now. Discount it to only $19.95 to see if it will work for you too. Call 800-500-8384. ReliefFactor.com.
Angie's List is now Angie, and caring for your home just got easier. Whether you need help with routine maintenance or a dream remodel, Angie makes it easy to see reviews, compare quotes, and connect with top local pros who can get the job done right. Plus, you can see upfront pricing and instantly book hundreds of projects. No phone tag, just the work you need done at a time that works for you. Angie's got your to-do list covered from start to finish. Book your next home project today at Angie.com.
Both were prosecutors in the Clark County District Attorney's Office, each with 25 years of experience. One was chief of the Special Victims Unit, the other chief of the Homicide Unit. Both dedicated, both respected. Together, they are Craig Hendricks and Frank Como, the Vegas Dream Team for criminal defense you need in your corner. Call 702-222-9999 or visit VegasDreamTeam.com, a division of DeCastro Verde Law Group.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root for one of my favorite restaurants on the planet, Osaka Japanese Bistro. Osaka was the first Japanese restaurant in Vegas, established in 1967 and selected 20 times as the winner of the Best of Las Vegas Award. If you haven't experienced Osaka's amazing, delicious cooking yet, now is the time. They're open for lunch and dinner, including their famous sushi bar and Teppan Grill. Osaka has two locations, in Henderson on Eastern Avenue and in Las Vegas on West Sahara, or visit them online at lasvegas-sushi.com.
It's 104. This is your KMZQ News Flash, powered by DeCastroVerde Law Group. If you've been injured, their family will fight for yours. I'm Jim Dallas. Las Vegas police have announced they've made an arrest in a fatal hit-and-run crash which occurred over 2 weeks ago in the Central Valley. Shortly before 7 p.m. on January 3rd, Leland Rayburn was on East Sahara near Santa Rita Drive when he was struck by a white Jeep Cherokee. The 37-year-old pedestrian later died at University Medical Center. The driver did not stop at the scene. Those are the only details we have right now. The NFL and its commissioner have asked that the lawsuit filed against them by former Las Vegas Raiders head coach John Gruden be dismissed. The NFL argues that Gruden is trying to deflect blame from himself to the league and Commissioner Roger Goodell for the consequences he faced after disparaging emails that he wrote were made public. Gruden resigned in October after the emails were revealed by the Wall Street Journal and the New York Times. He filed the lawsuit alleging the league leaked the emails in an attempt to ruin his reputation and his career. Local health experts say it's too early to say if Clark County's COVID-19 surge has peaked, but COVID-19 test positivity rate is slowing down.
KMCQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Come in now and get up to $50 off brake pads or shoes and a lifetime warranty.
Right now, look for delays through that construction zone downtown on Interstate 515, both directions between Main Street and Eastern. That bridge reconstruction work continues. You're bumper to bumper through there. Also, backups on that transition, those merging from 15 North to 515 East.
Gather And in addition to that, we have to make sure that we are in a position that we are. Well, let me go to the second thing. I've spoken enough of that.
And what makes his wild claims and hopes, he now hopes we don't notice what he said or won't remember. And when he does follow through or doesn't do when he followed through, the exact opposite. Check it out. COVID has taken this year, just since the outbreak, has taken more than 100 years. Look, here's the lives. Think about it.
Don't call me stupid.
Oh, right. To call you stupid would be an insult to stupid people.
Number one. Time is running out.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
And this hour brought to you by the MultiCare Group. Let Pat Casal and his friendly and knowledgeable staff tailor a healthcare plan to fit your family's budget. And the MultiCare Group can provide you with plans that include free annual exams, telemedical appointments, and the best networks in the valley. Call 702-396-9449. That's 702-396-9449. Call the MultiCare Group. Do it right now, would you please? Today marks 1 year of Biden rule. Yesterday was supposed to be a day of resetting the agenda for year number two. Big two-hour news conference. The Senate was a meeting to vote on the big Biden agenda, and it did not go well. How bad did it go? Let's check in with Gates McGavick. He is the Republican National Committee's Director of Strategic Communications and Election Integrity Expert, and he joins us. How bad was it yesterday for the Biden administration?
I think it was about as bad as it could possibly be. Last night on the Senate floor, Democrat election lies finally died. The Democrat attempt to break the Senate to appease the radical far left wing of their party died along with it. And the American people were treated or not treated, had to sit through a lot of unintelligible rambling during Joe Biden's press conference, which was about as disastrous a presidential press conference as I've ever seen in my life.
My friends in the Republican Party and even some independents and Democrats have been telling me, don't count the Dems out yet. Schumer will have one more trick up his sleeve. Is this the end of the road for all of this nonsense, the filibuster, voting rights stuff, all of that build back broke? Is that dead?
You know, I wouldn't say dead because it's dangerous to get complacent, right? And if we know anything, we know that this Democrat Party is completely committed to destroying America as we know it and remaking it in their own radical image. But we can still say that last night was a real victory for election integrity. Look, Democrats have been pushing these two bills, the Freedom to Cheat Act and the Election Suppression Act. They've been pushing them for months, and they have been repeatedly saying there's nothing more important than passing these bills. And they have called opponents of these bills, you know, white supremacists, liking them to Bull Connor and Jefferson Davis. They put a lot on the line for these two bills, and watching them fail is a major victory. I'm sure Chuck Schumer will try again in a couple months with some new half-baked scheme to take over local elections, but I think we can appreciate that last night was a wholesale rejection of Democrats' election plans. And to be clear, what Democrats want to do is get rid of voter ID, mandate ballot harvesting, strip local officials of any control over state elections, and have put D.C. bureaucrats in charge instead. The American people don't support those ideas. That's why those bills died, and Democrats may try again, but for now, I think the American people sent a very clear message that they don't support the Democrat election takeover.
Will Kyrsten Sinema and Joe Manchin be welcome in the Republican Party?
You know, I can't really speak to what the Senate caucus would do. I know that right now Kyrsten Sinema and Joe Manchin seem to be standing for their principles, and, you know, regardless of what letters next to your name, anyone who appreciates that the filibuster is a crucial part of how democracy works, anyone who stands up for that, even facing political costs within their own party, is showing a lot of bravery.
Explain why the filibuster was such a, you know, destroying the filibuster was such a bad idea on the part of Senate Democrats. Why was it a bad idea?
Well, number one, it's a bad idea because it makes them look absurdly hypocritical, right? Democrats were praising the filibuster up until like 2 or 3 months ago, They actually just used it last week. Barack Obama gave a really famous speech when he was a senator on the Senate floor about how the filibuster is key to our democracy. And basically, what the filibuster does is it makes sure if the Senate is very, very closely split, as it is right now, that just 50 senators, or 51 senators, a simple majority, can't force through major, major changes to our laws. You need 60. You need a majority of 60. And that basically means that when the country is politically divided, like it is right now, whichever side manages to eke out a win at the ballot box and get control of the Senate by a small margin, that small group can't fundamentally change America. They need to convince 60 senators to agree with them. And Democrats, they wanted to get rid of that threshold because they know they're about to be voted out of office come November with this red wave that's on the way. And so Democrats wanted to blow up as much as they could and change as much as they could now. But luckily, they failed.
Again, Gates McGavick is joining us, the Republican National Committee's Director of Strategic Communications and Election Integrity Expert. The other major thing that happened yesterday, a two-hour-long news conference by the President of the United States. It was probably an hour, 20 minutes too long, but he did it anyway. My question is, am I right that even left-wing media is fact-checking their own president? Is that right?
Yeah, and that shows you how bad it is, right? When you've lost the fake news media, you're really in trouble, and that's where Joe Biden is right now. I mean, I'll just go through a couple of his greatest hits from yesterday. He admitted that he should have been quicker to set up COVID testing, even though he rejected proposals to order more tests before the holidays. He said, "I make no apologies for what I did on Afghanistan," which is an incredible insult to the families of the 13 service members who lost their lives during that botched withdrawal. He gave Vladimir Putin a green light, basically, to invade Ukraine. I mean, that's the kind of weakness that emboldens our enemies abroad. And by the way, if President Trump had said anything about Vladimir Putin like Joe Biden did yesterday, it would have been the end of time. He also went ahead and said that part of his problem is that Biden hasn't been out in the community nearly enough. You know, he's spent a quarter of his presidency at his beach house in Delaware. I don't think where Joe Biden is the problem. It's Joe Biden's leadership, which has been a failure on every front.
And towards the end of the news conference, he was asked a couple of things. One, he was asked about his cognitive skills, and he just totally ignored the question.
Yeah, he breezed right by it. I think there's a lot of irony. Someone said, why do you think that people doubt your cognitive ability? And he said, I don't know. That kind of wraps up Joe Biden's whole approach to the presidency. He doesn't really know anything. I mean, this White House, unfortunately, which, you know, Biden is nominally in charge of, has just failed at every turn. And I think, look, Americans are smart. They're not going to listen to the Democrats' spin. Watch Joe Biden's press conference and tell me that he is, you know, that he is fit to be president. I don't think any Americans think that he needs the test to be president. I think he went, you know, a minute or an hour and 59 minutes too long in that two-hour press conference. And it's the one time I felt bad for Jen Psaki, his press secretary, because I would not want to be the one working for Biden watching that happen.
I want to ask you, the Republican National Committee has been up front and fighting the far left at every juncture. Now, mm-hmm. now you are suing, the RNC is suing New York City Mayor Eric Adams. Why are you suing the mayor?
You know, it's simple. New York, the City Council of New York, passed legislation allowing 900,000 non-American citizens to vote in New York elections. We believe something really simple at the RNC, and we know that Americans agree with us. American elections should be decided by American citizens, full stop. And so the second that New York passed that law letting, you know, foreign nationals interfere in American elections, we sued them right away. And, you know, we're confident about the outcome of our lawsuit because it's against New York State Constitution. Only Americans are allowed to vote in New York. And regardless of what the far left does to undermine election integrity, the RNC, we have the resources, financial, we have the legal expertise. You know, we're involved in, I think, over 31 election integrity lawsuits nationwide spread across 12 states. And we are ready to file more the second that Democrats step out of line again.
I want to ask you, and I know you're aware of this, that we have a critical election for U.S. Senate that's going to be ongoing. And one of the things that I think is important is that Catherine Cortez Masto voted for this entire Schumer-Biden agenda yesterday. And I guess my question is, why should she be replaced?
You just said it right there. I mean, Joe Biden is pushing this country, you know, far, far left because he knows that this is his last chance to make a mark on American politics after a career in which he's accomplished very little. And when you have senators like your own in Nevada that are willing to go along with that fundamental transformation of what America means and what America is about, when you have senators who are willing to go along with shutting down schools, with letting COVID get out of hand again, with defunding police, that's unacceptable. Nevadans deserve so much better than Catherine Cortez Masto. I'm sure that whichever candidate comes out of that primary in Nevada is going to present a much better vision for Nevada's future. And I'm sure that this is her last year in the Senate.
In our final couple of minutes, I want to ask you about something the president said at his news conference that I actually, believe it or not, agreed with. And that is that as Republicans, we need to not just say the other guy sucks, but that we need to say what we are for. What should our messaging be, whether it's somebody running against Catherine Cortez Masto or in the gubernatorial race that's out here? We have 9 individuals vying for the Republican nomination. What should our message be about what we are for as Republicans?
I think we're for a lot of stuff. I think the three biggest things. Number one, we are for cheaper groceries. We are for lower inflation, lower prices, American families being able to make ends meet. Number two, we are for strong police departments and safe communities. We believe that American neighborhoods should be safer. You should not have to worry about violence in your community. Unfortunately, Democrats just want to defund the police. Number three, we believe that kids should be in school because thankfully COVID is not really a threat to young kids. We believe parents should have a role in their children's education, and we believe that kids should be in school. We want your kids in school. We want lower taxes and lower prices. We want more police on the streets for safer communities. I think that's the message that wins in 2022.
And that's the message, essentially, that we saw in Virginia with Glenn Youngkin. Am I right?
Absolutely. Yeah. In Virginia, Joe Biden won by 10 points a year ago. And you just saw it flip completely red. And Glenn Youngkin's already doing a great job. We're going to keep investing. And the RNC was very invested in that race. And we're going to keep making that same investment nationwide to make sure we see a lot more Glenn Youngkins come November.
Gates, thanks so much, man. I appreciate your time. I know you're busy. We'll talk again soon, I promise. Thanks so much for your time.
Awesome. Thank you for having me on, Kevin.
There you go. Gates McGavick, the Republican National Committee from Washington, D.C., the Director of Strategic Communications and Election Integrity Expert. And we'll talk at length about election integrity next time we get a chance to visit with her, because that's an area that I'd love to get into him with it. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
The revolution is being broadcast. Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Are you a small business owner? Would you like to turn your social media into an important profit center? Hey, Kevin Wall here, the owner of Battleborn Radio and a longtime client of the SKC Group. The pros at the SKC Group built our corporate website, then they updated that website to make it even more productive. The SKC Group designs and manages areas of digital marketing for a wide variety of businesses. Locally owned and operated, the SKC Group provides fully integrated solutions, whether you need a company brand, graphic design projects, or an engaging mobile-friendly website. What do I like most about the SKC Group? They showed me how an increased web presence can mean more profit for my small business. And who doesn't want more profit? Let the pros at the SKC Group help you and your business. Ask for a free analysis of your current marketing strategies. Call 702-965-2016. That's 702-965-2016. Make that call right now.
I'm little Timmy. I'm a tax person. I know numbers good. What are deductions? Audits sound fun. Let's get an audit.
You wouldn't let little Timmy do your taxes because he's not an expert and would get you arrested for tax evasion. So when your car needs repair, stick with the experts at Meineke Car Care Centers, your one-stop shop for total car care. Get up to $50 off brake pads or shoes and a free lifetime warranty. Meineke, doing car care right. At participating locations, terms and conditions apply.
Hello, my name is Barack Zilberberg. With pride, integrity, and honor, I'm running to be your next governor of Nevada. If you believe in freedom, our constitutional rights, and the Second Amendment, if you believe in abolishing critical race theory in our schools, if you're tired of the corrupt, dysfunctional politicians in Carson City who failed when they had opportunities to make Nevada better, if you want our next governor to be a true American patriot who is not a politician, but a businessman, entrepreneur, real estate developer, and a problem solver, then I am the only choice. My name is Barack Zilberberg. I am a visionary with a proven track record of bringing people together. Please visit my website, BarackZilberberg.com. That's BarackZilberberg.com, and invest in the bright future of Nevada. Paid for by Friends for Barack Zilberberg.
The Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council present the story of Tom and Levi.
Tom is the smartest man I know. He's been a professor at two major universities. He's been a teacher for over 40 years. One day, he told me that he was having problems in his classes. I think one of the students had asked the question, and he didn't remember the answer. And I also noticed that he was letting his class out earlier than they were supposed to let out. And he was telling them that he was doing it as a favor to them, but I think in reality, he just wanted to get out of there. I was really starting to worry because I saw something was wrong.
Levi and I talked about how it would change our lives, but he was there beside me, and my love for him was just immense.
When something feels different, it could be Alzheimer's. Now is the time to talk. Visit alz.org/ourstories to learn more. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
I'm okay.
You're not okay.
It's normal to have diarrhea and stomach pains.
Sometimes, but not as often as you do.
I've got this under control.
No, you don't.
It's time to let that voice inside your head be heard. Urgent diarrhea and chronic stomach pain can be signs of Crohn's disease or ulcerative colitis. The Crohn's and Colitis Foundation can help you learn more and even find a specialist. Don't keep your symptoms to yourself. Get help at spillyourguts.org.
The same great show with the same great host, just at a new time. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekdays from noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Last night, Republicans could go to bed and feel pretty good about themselves. It was the night that Democrats' attempts to seize control of state elections died on the Senate floor. It's also the day that really and truly the president embarrassed himself on national TV. And in fact, Democrats, even Democrats and the left-wing media is fact-checking a lot of what Joe Biden said yesterday from that lectern at the White House. And in fact, Tucker Carlson, this is cut four, Tucker Carlson fact-checked some of the Biden's news conference. And boy, I tell you, a lot of mistakes were made. Listen to this.
Joe Biden doesn't appear in public very often. Too scary, doesn't want to get the Rona. But when he does, and once he starts talking, whoop, it's hard to slow that man down. Can't stop him. His press conference went on for 2 hours. And, of course, it wasn't all about COVID. It wasn't about anything that actually mattered. No questions on crime or immigration. Murder rates up dramatically. The southern borders open. Millions of foreign nationals whose names we don't know are streaming in. But don't ask. And nobody did. But Biden did have the chance and certainly had the time to make a lot of strange claims about his first year in office. Some of it was just very, very strange. Here's a selection.
In fact, my plan cuts the deficit and boosts the economy by getting more people into the workforce. And so I don't think I've overpromised at all, and I'm going to stay on this track.
Very few schools are closing. Over 95%. Are still open.
No matter how hard they make it for minorities to vote, I think you're going to see them willing to stand in line and defy the attempt to keep them from being able to vote. Let me get something straight here. How long are you guys ready to go? You want to go for another hour or two? Putin has a stark choice. He either de-escalation or diplomacy, a confrontation of the consequences. I'm not so sure he has is certain what he's going to do. My guess is he will move in. He has to do something. I think report cards can look pretty good if that's where we're at.
Made a kind of a quick back of the envelope list here. My plan cuts the deficit by spending trillions more. That'll work. Very few schools are closed. Just happens to be your kids' schools and your sister's kids' schools and the schools of everyone you know. But most schools are not closed. Very few, in fact.